Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber answers the following questions submitted by a listener. What are some tips for Christian families who want to establish a meaningful time for family devotions?
This is another interesting topic that people have asked about. And so I think hopefully this will be helpful to parents. The question is, how do you lead a family devotion time? A lot of Christian parents have heard language like that, and they think, oh, I need to be leading my children spiritually. How can I lead them spiritually? And so I'd just like to just share a few things with you today. I hopefully they'll be helpful to you. And the first thing I want to say is that I believe that in many ways, spirituality is more caught than taught. I believe in many ways the most important thing that you can do for your child, if you want to train your child spiritually, is a combination of modeling for them and praying for them. And I am going to talk about some actual specifics, some things you can do during a devotional time. But if the life of Christ is not overflowing through you, you could have the greatest devotional time, the most structured, beautiful, interesting time, and it really, we wouldn't expect it to bear much fruit. I think the most important thing is your own walk with Christ, your love for Christ. And so, again, I know many different people are listening to this podcast. Hopefully, you are a follower of Jesus Christ yourself. If you're not, this is a great time to call on Him, to realize that your sin has separated you from Him, and you believe that Jesus died to pay for that sin, and you trust Him as your Savior and turn your whole life over to Him, then He comes to live inside of you. And you can walk with Him. You can know Him. And if you are one of His followers, and you want your children to be followers as well, then, again, let me just encourage you, walk with Christ. Walk with Christ. Love your children. Hang out with your children. Pray for your children. It's the work of God. It's not our work. We can't make our children, ultimately, as they grow up, follow Christ. We don't want to. We want them to choose that as God works in their heart. So I encourage you to model and to pray. Another thing I encourage you to do, I think this will be the last thing probably that I say before I actually talk about what happens actually in the devotional time itself. And that is just to use teachable moments. You never know, you're driving in the car, you're walking through the woods or wherever, and something comes up, some statement is made. Maybe you hear a statement on the radio, or maybe you see an unusual animal and you can talk about, oh, isn't God a great creator to make an animal like that? And what else do we know about God? You know, you can ask your children questions like that. I think those teachable moments, those moments maybe when they're struggling, when they have a conflict with somebody, or a problem at school, or whatever it may be. But I think that's the thing that is important for parents to be in your children's lives so that we can take advantage of those moments. Well, what do you do when you actually say, okay, yeah, I want to have a time? And I think it's important just to have a time and set a rhythm and a routine. It's amazing. Now, of course, coronavirus has changed all of our schedules some, I imagine. And some of the routines that we once had are different. It's very easy in today's society, especially as kids start getting a little bit older. And I'm talking about the past the preschool years and into the school years. It's really easy for so many outside activities, and there's so many different things, ball games and dance recitals and school things and all kind of issues that are out there and involvements. And so it's easy for families to be spread apart from each other and to not have a routine. But I really urge you, to establish a regular routine of getting your family together around the dinner table. I'm so thankful that I can remember that growing up. And my dad traveled, so a lot of times he couldn't be there, but because he was out of town. But when he was there, we had those times. And I think it's so important for families to eat together and talk about the day. Talk about the day. Oh, hey, what was the best part of your day today? What was something that you wish were different? And those kind of things give us windows into our kids' souls, I think. But also establishing a time, whether it's tied in with that dinner table or maybe later before everybody's getting ready to go to bed, whenever, whatever works for you, but a definite time that, hey, here's going to be our God time. Not that we don't have God time all the time, but this is going to be our specific time as a family. And so being age sensitive is really, really important. One of the worst things I think you can do is, especially for extremely young children, to have long devotional times. Long, really deep content-oriented devotional times. That's over their heads, and they're going to be bored, and you don't want them to be bored. So it's just something short, something quick, some kind of little object lesson or something that is helpful. And that reminds me, there's a tool that we have at Harvest that it's a new tool, and I wish I would have had this when my kids were little. We just call it the Family Toolkit. So if you go to our website, harvestcharlotte.com, every week we're offering a family toolkit that ties in with that particular week's sermon. And this is especially important for us right now because we're doing a virtual service and we're doing two outdoor services, and kids of all ages are in that service, in those outdoor services. We don't have a separate children's ministry happening on Sunday morning right now like we did before the coronavirus. And so kids are sitting in and we're trying to be sensitive to them and make it relevant to them as well. But for families, we've created this family toolkit. And so what it does is it helps prepare your children for the service, but it also helps you and them afterwards. So I look back to just a few weeks ago here. We're preaching through Genesis right now. In Genesis 25, we had the story of Jacob and Esau. So near the beginning of July, we had a sermon on Jacob and Esau. And I'm just looking at that toolkit. There's some coloring sheets for the younger kids that they can do. There's a kid's sermon outline and activity sheet. There was a thing on Genesis 25 that explains different biblical aspects, and you can print that. We have a video on there that has the story of Jacob and Esau. There's a game. And then one thing that happens every week is we give questions for parents to use with their children. Just something really simple, just gathering them together, reading the passage together, and then just asking these questions about it. I think that's good because that engages them. They think about God's Word. They think about how it's relevant. And we give some suggested answers as well. So you don't have to be a great biblical scholar, but if you love God and you love your children, I think you can just establish that time. And being regular with it is good. You decide what works for you, but stick to it the best you can. Don't beat yourself up if something happens one night and it doesn't work out. And prayer, making prayer a part of those times is really huge. Praying for each other, but also praying, say, for God's work, praying for the church. That instills a love for the church and children early on. Now, one thing we did that I hope was helpful and effective, as our guys got older, we actually met for family devotions less frequently, but what we did is we would typically study a book of the Bible together, and we would have a passage for the week, and we would rotate. We would ask them to lead the discussion on it so that they wouldn't just always be me doing the teaching of it. But it's like, okay, we'll take turns leading it, and they could prepare a few questions to give out to people and hopefully look at it ahead of time. Can't guarantee that always happened, that people studied it all week long, he says facetiously. But in other words, the point is including your kids and even giving them responsibilities for part of it, and that gives them ownership in it, and it can be something that they look forward to. So I think that one of the key aspects here is just God knows your heart, and God is just looking for a heart that wants to follow Him. And if you'll make it a commitment, a priority, God will bless you with it. And I think also talking to other families, maybe families that are just a little further down the path in age than yours, and just say, hey, what worked for you? What would you do differently? And those things can be helpful. Parents, you got a great, awesome task in front of you. Thank you for the great job you're doing. You're training and molding and shaping our future. And we appreciate so much what you're doing. I want to pray for you as we close this podcast. Lord, the Christian parents that feel this responsibility to train their children, we put them in your hands. We ask you to strengthen them and encourage them and give them your hope and your help. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.